POTS versus orthostatic hypotension. I'm Dr. Dave Stone, pediatric cardiologist. This is a common question in the comment thread as well as in my office. I've covered it before, but it bears repeating. I'm sure I'm going to cover it again. Patient A is laying down in the supine position, assumes the standing position in POTS. The heart rate goes up. There are associated symptoms such as dizziness and lightheadedness, and the blood pressure either stays the same or goes up in the hyperadrenergic subtype. The blood pressure may go down, but it's rare, and if it does, it's typically transient and comes back to normal fairly quickly. Now, with patient B in orthostatic hypotension, patient supine in the laying down position changes positions, blood pressure goes down, and the heart rate then increases to compensate. And of course, there have to be associated symptoms, lightheadedness, dizziness, and in many cases, syncope or fainting. So in summary, POTS, change in position, elevated heart rate, blood pressure stays the same or goes up in the hyperadrenergic subtype, orthostatic hypotension, change in position, blood pressure goes down, heart rate then goes up to compensate along with symptoms. I heard a really nice pearl once that somebody said about orthostatic hypotension. If your heart rate only goes up with a drop in blood pressure, it's orthostatic hypotension and not POTS.